A very warm welcome to that podcast episode. And that podcast is about creativity, empathy, and flow. And it's for artists, healers, and highly sensitive people. And today I want to share with you a very personal story, how I feel like I became a kind of a life artist, which is totally different from the life I lived in the past. So I was a triathlete, very structured. I worked like normal people 40 hours. I did some theater play from time to time, and I was singing in a rock band. So my life had a frame, and I just did my best that I was on schedule all the time. So, and I had anything under control. And when I talk about anything, I talk about anything. So, and then I had a life-changing accident in Hawaii, and I want to keep talking about it because it changed my life, and I want to invite you, if you have some kind of experiences too, then feel free to get in touch, because I know how it feels when you are like the super performer and you have like breakdown and it turns your world absolutely upside down and you figure out that you have anxiety and trauma like I. So, well, what I did a couple of years ago, I started traveling. I wasn't aware that I was traumatized, but after that accident, that really made me think, what is it? And really, I went through some processing and came deeper to my soul. And then I followed just that impulses. And it's so funny because when I'm talking about it, I'm realizing I really did that and I'm proud of myself. So if you do that, let's really keep on moving. And that I believe that it makes sense in some kind of way, even if I'm sometimes so hard, really lying on the floor and crying and just want to have my life back. Just want to have that secure part what I like created for security. Now I'm building up a trust inside of me. I'm building up something that it's so much more, like, I would say, like, weaker at one hand. At the other hand, it's stronger because it's inner strength and resilience. You know, if I try to connect with that word, because it's in my mind, I like to embody things. So when I started traveling, I went to Kauai for 3 months, and like, that island is awesome because it gave me a training for trust. So my credit card didn't work for 10 days roundabout. And it was so wonderful because the people around me supported me. And I remember now, it always started in Hawaii with that accident because I was never alone. So I learned that the worst of the worst can happen. That you crack down or you have no money, but you're not alone. So, and I, yeah, that we were like one big family, that I love that word, Ohana. But it needs trust. And sometimes I feel like I'm far away from like trusting everyone because my inner child is not in that state. And so I try to develop an attitude of being a mom for my inner kid. And maybe you want to do that too. So when you have that breakdown and you feel that there is fear coming up, that you try to, yeah, to reparent your inner child. Or like part work, if you are familiar with that. So I figured also out that I felt like I did just like something wrong. Why does that just like, did that happen to me, you know? So what was it? What is the punishment? This is like a really deep program still inside of me because it doesn't feel better all the time. So I'm not in a like in a state of, oh my God, I'm so happy that it happened and it has like all the benefits. No, it does not, because I'm still struggling any single day with trauma and anxiety and fear and and lost. In some kind of way, really, the version I was never in fear. So I was like, close your eyes, like, you know, mountain biking, trail, whatever. It was like, go through it. Don't think about it. Just do it. And so now I'm aware what's going on inside of me. So, but, and here comes the but, maybe this is important for you too. If you have in some kind of way that formal life too, like I had, which is not a formal life, but it feels like that in that part you lived, you learned a lot, and that nothing is wasted. And maybe you want to try at least to get things back you mastered in the past. So I was good in organizing. I was good in, I figured out how that play, how that play outside, or how that, you know, just like to handle situations. Communication, talk to people. What are my values? And there comes the creative part. So when you're struggling and when you're healing and you are an artist or you're very creative, you have a lots of ideas that can help you. A lots of ideas you need to trust again, because like Plato says that those ideas, they pop up inside of you, and at least try to use those wonderful, I call it like God-given signs to move forward. And then maybe some perfectionism or the part comes in and says, no, this is not perfect and you have to do it like this. And then the anxiety, because how can I explain that? This morning I woke up and I had that idea of doing yoga. And then there was that like that high performer that says, okay, 1 hour, wonderful class, and like place your mat here, and then you have the window, like everything is perfect. And that was like the inner child part who was like, I don't want you, and no, and why are you putting so much pressure on me? And then I decided, okay, just like do 2 times the Surya Namaskar, the sun cell solutions. I don't know the word in English right now. Surya Namaskar, like the sun cell. It's a, you know what I mean, the sun thing. 1 time at the left side, 1 time at the right side. And then I talked to my inner team and I said, yeah, this is what we could do. And then I went into the bathroom, no fancy yoga staff, just like some clothes. And just to make it really easy. Really, really easy. Maybe some clothing you were wearing yesterday, and which is not perfect, but it's already there. To make it easy to overcome in some way, or just like to move on in some way, which is not perfect, but you're doing it anyway, not to press yourself into a picture perfect frame. Just to do it. And no matter how it feels, I'm not talking about pain. I mean, like the part who says, oh, I know how that feels and it felt better in the past. Because, yeah, maybe, but maybe not. You know what? I did that left and the right side and I just felt satisfied and proud. And then I feel like my inner child comes up and says, thank you. And to develop gratitude for the tiniest things in life. Yeah, and you are creative. You are a solution thinker. This is what our gift is. You know how to do that. And deep inside of you, you know that it's a part of your path. And you're literally lifting up from a state not of performing to please or to achieve or whatever. So this is my reminder. Yeah, that's it. Maybe you want to take a deep breath. And maybe you want to just like be for a moment just sitting there in silence. And there is space. There's room. And that it can develop and unfold from inside out. Thank you for listening. Have a great one. Mahalo. Aloha. Mwah.